Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
If you want to talk about LinkedIn requests, that's fine.
I should check my LinkedIn.
I don't think I've signed into it for since I've moved here.
Many moons.
I don't think
many a moon since I've checked the old LinkedIn.
I don't think I updated it since I bowed out of the office to go freelance rogue. Wonder if I can.
Is that like the X-Men?
Yeah.
My favorite X-Man, freelance. Is that a good X-Man name or not?
No, I have the rogue power of when I touch money, it goes away and dies.
When you touch money, you get the power of doing menial tasks for people.
No, I'm talking about the X-Man freelance.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad? Or is it, oh no, this is a piss kid.
Right.
We thought of it, piss kid.
TM,
audio TM. The superhero freelance.
Gordy, email this MP3 to ourselves.
I think
that still counts.
It will be published on the internet, which is pretty new.
Yeah.
And horrible.
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be a long installment, but like, since this is a new property, a new franchise, I think we should give the people what they need, which is new properties all the time, which seems to be what Marvel does with the movies, which is just more of them.
I mean, this is the week that the Marvel movie Everyone Dies In comes out, so we gotta fill that void quickly.
If I mute the word Avenger on Twitter, am I gonna be happier?
I think it just turns it into a calculator.
For what?
Just, it becomes another calculator app.
Twitter?
Yeah, the function of the app will cease to be.
Oh, and so like, it'll, if just, you cannot talk about the Avengers,
yeah,
the app is worthless.
It'll turn into Snake.
I don't know. I could probably still get harassed by Nazis
it'll
on there.
It'll do that Google T-Rex game until the Avengers come back.
If it was Snake. I want to dial back a moment. Are people, like P-E-E, poll the names of our fans?
Yes.
Is this a previously established thing?
Well, it is now if it wasn't.
Okay.
Like at the end of the book, the whatever book that comes out that month, the Q&A is from people.
Q&A?
Yeah.
Is this a comics
thing
that
they do? There's a Q&A at the end.
Of what?
Comics.
Or in the middle of webcomics when the webcomic artist needs a break.
For the authors or the drawers, sometimes.
What if it
drawers
was in the
is
middle?
An official LinkedIn title.
I think what we should do.
You seem very gung ho on starting a comic company without having read a comic book before.
This is what I bring to this, which is a fresh new vision, which is
this
that
is
I don't
point.
I don't read comics. And I've read some graphic novels.
It can only be fresh.
But not comics. So I don't know what goes in them.
Yeah.
So it's all gravy to me, baby.
It's a great alibi for when we steal stuff.
I'm saying in the middle...
Because we can just say Gordy didn't know.
In the middle of the movies, like in the halfway mark, 60-minute mark of Yonder Toad, the feature film, is going to stop and there's going to be a Q&A.
We're bringing the comics medium to the big screen. Spider-Man did it.
Will people walk out? Like, will the projector stop and people will walk out to take live questions? Or is it pre-recorded and in the film reel? Is it going to be on the DVD release?
It is a live webcast, so we have to be available at the same time for, like, screening schedules at various movie theaters need to be synchronized like they never have before.
Clearly.
So that we can be available for every screening.
Ooh, that sounds tiring. Okay. So we're available then. But if we're going to do all that, I don't want people to be able to walk out while we're doing it. So I do think the theaters need to bolt you to your seat.
Wall of fire.
What? Yeah, in front of the doors.
In front of the doors. It just goes up. Poof.
Now, if you shout fire,
In a crowded theater.
In that theater, and there is a wall of fire there. That is or is not a crime?
I don't think it's a crime because it is just an observation.
Yeah, you're just saying fire.
That's what the law says.
Whatever the level of distress in your voice, you are just observing an event.
And what we're really just doing is redesigning the fire exit so it is a little bit more accurate to its name.
If you yell it and you can see it, it's not a crime.
In any circumstance?
In any circumstance. That's just the law here in the United States.
Trying to think of that as a practice that we should start implementing in theaters now.
If you can see it and you say it, it's not a crime?
Shout it in a theater.
Okay, what right? If the fire's on the screen, can you then shout fire?
Like if you are watching Star Wars Episode 9, Rise of the Skywalker...
Is that what that one's called?
That's what that one's called.
And this is Mr. Joseph Jacobs.
Or Rise of...
Engelheimer Abrams, right?
Rise of Skywalker? I don't know if there is a the. I already forgot.
It's Skyrim, the Lord of the Star Wars
movie. So Episode 9, Skyrim, Lord of the Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you're watching that and you just start shouting, lasers, lasers, is that a crime?
Nah, you can see them, right? Yeah. You're just having a good old time at the theater.
You're laughing and clapping.
It's not a crime, it's just a sin. Like, you don't go to jail, but you do go to hell.
How many offenses?
Any. You've seen Firefly, right?
There are 9 levels of hell.
You know about the special hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to the special hell, but you don't go to jail.
Okay. Well, I've given up my soul a long time ago. I'm not too concerned about that anymore.
Once again, you're just having a dang good time at the theater in the eyes of the law. And that's what the theater is for, so you can go and laugh and clap and point at the screen and yell, there's a big clown man trying to eat me.
Can we redesign the theater so that there's like one half of the theater that is amusement park theater, and that's where you can go and like really have a great time and leave your popcorn boxes on the floor like an animal?
Where is the theater design?
And then there's a second side of the theater that is the aesthete side, where you go and you have a quiet contemplative film experience.
Where is the part of the theater where 16-year-old me would go with my 16-year-old friends to play Duck Duck Goose in the front of the theater?
That would be the amusement park theater.
Because we did.
Can we do
You're
an
going to the special hell?
For the amusement of the patrons at the theater, this was before the picture started. I think this was even before the preview started, maybe, and it was just... I don't know. We were 16. We had time to kill. We were bored. There was space to play Duck Duck Goose.
Sure. Makes sense.
You see a big open floor? There's room to play Duck Duck Goose. You play Duck Duck Goose.
That's how Gordy sees the world, is in Duck Duck Goose viable spots and not Duck Duck Goose viable spots.
We're going to do Red Rover.
Uh-huh. That requires running.
It does require... I mean, so does Duck Duck Goose if you play it
in
right.
In a circle, though. It's a limited... area that you need for Duck Duck Goose.
You can run infinitely in a circle, Tyler.
Yeah, but you need less space.
Okay, yeah.
Red Rover's a straight line.
Yeah, Red Rover is like the above the Wimbus of
the... You need like a football field for Red Rover to get good.
So you can build up speed?
Yeah.
So you can build up speed and then you can wear down on speed again when you get tired. So when you get to the line, you're going a safe distance.
Exactly.
That's how anyone's wrists.
I play Red Rover with the lines 5 miles apart. So I can take a nap before they get there.
Can we do an experimental seating arrangement in one of these theaters where all chairs are removed and it is just a big old ball pit?
Does it have to be a ball pit?
Yes.
Can it be like a bouncy castle floor?
That sounds more...
If the ball pit goes well.
The ball pit's the...
If it goes well, then we can take it away?
Yes.
Is that business?
It's a test market.
It's crime business, the business of Tyler.
Crime
business is where you find things that people like, and then you take them away.
Hey, did you like this? No more. That's exclusive now. That's behind a paywall.
If you want the ball pit, you have to get the box seats.
Ones that shake you around?
No, they're like the good seats in the theater.
Oh.
You get your own personal ball pit, and it's raised up above everyone else, so you can have a good old time. You're less likely to have snakes in there, and
no one else is.
Yeah, snakes like ball pits a lot.
And if the movie is boring and bad, you have balls to throw at other people.
That's true. They're all stuck on a bouncy castle, so if any of them move, the balls you've thrown are going to continue to bounce around and hit them, so you get a lot of traction out of one ball.
Creating a much more entertaining film.
Yes.
Live for your eyes only.
Again, amusement park side. The aesthete side has very comfortable leather chairs. There's a cigar lounge right outside, and everyone is absolutely silent. Like, you can't even talk on the way into the theater. You get a notepad, some stationery, mm-hmm. so that you can write your thoughts down on the film and share them in a quiet discussion lounge. After the movie.
Like a ball pit speakeasy.
I think my ideal... Yes.
Can we outlaw alcohol so that we can have ball pit speakeasies? Bring back the roaring 20s. We're getting close.
Yeah. It's almost time.
Yeah, it's 2020. We can redo the roaring 20s with flappers and ball pits.
If we're going to do flappers again this time around, I would like it to be humans with actual wings.
That sounds fine.
Bioengineered.
It is high time for genetic splicing. Like, in a major way.
Those wings will be very deco style, though.
Nobody knows what deco is.
They're about to again.
Yeah, it's coming. Watch for it.
Is it actually? Is that, like, a thing that's going to swing around?
I mean, it kind of has a little bit. The Great Gatsby film came back, so...
It did. The Baz Luhrmann...
Yeah. I don't know that it had a lot of traction in the popular culture, but...
It got a meme out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a
meme.
That's like Art Deco coming back.
That's the mark of success these days.
What's Baz Luhrmann spinning on now?
Well, not our project.
Hunchback? Baz Luhrmann's Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I would watch the shit out of that, but I need Tony J to be resurrected.
I would watch it if a gun had a... sticker on it that said Bell Tower.
What?
Yeah, his Romeo and Juliet was not that good.
It was great. I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw that like when I was 13, I think.
Yeah, I did not like that. Moulin Rouge is one of my favorite films, though.
Or a gun that just said Frollo. What if the Hunchback was just all guns that said, like, the names of characters
on
them?
It's just a slow pan over an armory with character names.
But it's arranged in such a way that it could be a diorama of the events of the film.
I want you to make this film, Tyler. I want you to go...
It seems easy.
...as an American white man...
It seems expensive.
...to the local Walmart and purchase an entire movie cast's worth of guns.
Yes, no.
And a label maker.
Yes, no. As... a white man in America, I could go to a gun store and explain that that's what I was going to do with an armory of guns, and they would still sell it to me.
Honestly, if more people in America were buying, like, were stocking their armories for the purpose of, like, reenacting classic literature in dioramas, I'd be... Then we can have a conversation about gun control, I think. Because
that's the line.
Now I've got some wiggle room where I can maybe give a little bit. Because like right now, if someone says I need an armory, my response is no, you don't. And if they say hold on, I like it's an art piece because I want to recreate this thing. Now I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I respect like your artistic freedom.
What if would it reduce gun sales if you had to use your guns to do a book report? Before you could purchase them.
Like to shoot the words into paper?
Or snow.
However you interpret that, you have to do a book report on a large classic novel. Anna Karenina or War and Peace. You have to recreate that with guns as the characters. You're not allowed to get bullets until you do that.
Just do the book, make a book report part of the thing. Pass a background check. Big book report on one of the big ones. Like, you have to do a book report on a book that's large enough for you to defend yourself with. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If somebody like breaks into your home...
A bullet-stopping book.
Yeah, like, if that book can stop a bullet, then it is large enough to do a book report on.
And but every gun store is like, a selection of approved titles with a bullet in the center of them to show you, like, the thickness that you need to look for.
Jokes on them. My copy of Hop on Pop has steel pages.
I, as a human being, am personally not a huge fan of guns. Like, I think they're a pretty fucked up thing that we have done.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. But I am very infatuated right now with the image in my mind's eye of a little pistol dressed up like a puppet of Judge Claude Frollo.
The thing that you can do is you can draw that image.
He did, yeah. That's the great thing about my powers.
onto a computer, and then you can look at it, and you can say, wow, look at this picture I made, and not a real gun was used.
Anything that I think I can make.
I have acrylic paint, and you can find, like, water guns real cheap this time of year. Or Nerf guns. Those are fun. And then we have Nerf guns in the apartment for random battles to solve apartment disputes.
Or...
which we haven't really had, but I think we could start.
Or to reenact Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, we'll do it... like, we'll have gun night in the apartment where we either shoot each other with Nerf bullets or reenact classic literature. The two uses of guns. Was this what Little Jerry had in mind on your drive home?
No, Little Jerry wanted to make a cyberpunk version of Winnie the Pooh.
Well, why don't... how long we've been going? I got a few minutes.
Who lives in the billion acre woods?
I got a few minutes to talk about cyber poo.
The 100 gig woods.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good talk.
I mean, that was...
is there more?
Take it and run with it. That was the prompt.
Okay, I thought there was more coming.
No, that's all I got.
What prompted it? Like, was there a particular part of Winnie the Pooh that struck you as cyberpunk?
No, I've just been playing Kingdom Hearts a lot. And there's a lot in those games about digital worlds and alternate dimensions, and Pooh is one of them. And I was wondering if it counted as cyberpunk.
Well, they certainly live in dilapidated conditions.
Yes.
Trees and tree houses and holes in the ground and stuff.
And a book that's fucked up.
And a book.
There's no pages in that book.
If they get some high tech in there and a megacorp, then we in business.
Robin LLC.
Christopher Robin's Big Jug Shack.
Rabbit is currently running a monopoly on all nutrients in the 100 acre woods.
That's true. Like an agro corp.
He kind of has a conglomerate of food.
Rabbitplex.
And he gets very upset whenever Pooh takes any of it, despite owning all of it. He cannot spare even a smackerel of honey to this Pooh bear.
Smackerels are the name of the currency used in the cyberpunk future. And honey is the program that Pooh uses to hack the system.
They're like credit chits, but smackerels.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to see like a cybernetic Pooh bear covered in wires and like a glove that can do the Matrix.
Again, you have drawing powers. Anything you dream, you can bring to life.
The thing you just said is a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you spoke a t-shirt into being. All it needs is a picture to go on it.
But who wants that? Except for Little Jerry.
Me. I want a picture of Cyber Pooh.
Gordy, I'm sure we'll get a lot of response, at least on the Discord. Some on Twitter, probably. I can see that being a T-Fury situation. I've been to a lot of conventions. That t-shirt would fit in.
How do we portmanteau Pooh and Tron?
Pooh and what?
Tron. Winnie the Prawn.
You can't.
You just do Pooh as an acronym, so it's P.O.O.H.
W-O-Tron, that spells owl.
Let me pitch you on this. It's that image that I just described, but in, like, big black impact font, it just says porn.
Okay. Is that the portmanteau?
People buy that still.
There's
it's a very sloppy one.
There's still a market for it. That market is a segment of the other market with a little bit of a new market that just likes nonsense.
I mean, that is my target demo.
is who now?
That's the crew that I'm looking to cater to.
Tyler's target demo is the same people who like poorly translated bootleg, like, shirts.
Yes.
I have one of those.
Do you still have it?
It's Japanese.
From Japan?
Yeah, it's a hoodie. Doesn't make a lot of sense. It says the genius is 1% on it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you are Tyler's target demographic.
Yeah, I own one of those. I don't know if I'd buy one that said porn on it. I'd buy a Cyberpoo shirt.
But if it said porn, but it was Winnie the Pooh in the Matrix.
Can it say prawn?
Sure.
Or Pooh-ron or something. That sounds worse. I take that back.
Pooh-ron. Now I'm seeing Winnie the Pooh as Ron Swanson.
That's probably also a shirt people would buy. It seems like if you make, here's the thing, here's a property people know, and also it's another thing,
an additional one,
then people like that.
Yeah, you just slam them together regardless of how far away in concept they are.
Here's Disney princesses as vegetables, maybe. I don't know.
Pretty good.
The Velociraptors one's the best iteration of that. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, ha-dee-ha-dee-ho, tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, ha-dee-ha-dee-ho, tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.